We've got Tracy and Heidi in the studio today. So last July, I think it was, Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
You came in and you talked about Babons in terms of launching on the 12th of Feb this time last year.
Yep.
So just for the listeners today, just tell us about how Babons came about.
Babons Cancer Support came about after a family experience we had. We lost our mum to cancer what will be 3 years ago on the 19th of February. And we're not medical, but we saw once the medical side of things had finished with mum's care, there was a big gap as far as emotional support, working out what equipment you needed, how sort of when somebody's got a cancer diagnosis, that their needs change on a very quick basis, on a daily basis. So we ended up doing a lot of that ourselves, but felt it was very important to support people in our community where they didn't have the resources to find out what we did. Mum was very much, I'm very lucky, I've got my family, but what about everybody else out there that's coping with this on their own? And so through her wishes, we spoke to her about doing this before she passed away. We're now doing what Mum wanted and basically sitting here in the community and there to help people with counselling and support groups. We've helped people fill in their blue badge applications, their tenants allowance applications, even to this week trying to help somebody find a way to find day trips, because when you lose somebody, you know, it can be very lonely.
Of course. Yeah. And you've been going since, so the 12th of Feb is your first year anniversary.
Yeah.
So that's next Wednesday, is it?
Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. So in terms of, so Tracy, coming to you, in terms of what you've done over the last year, obviously we've promoted, you know, what you do on the station here.
Yeah.
How has it been? I mean, in terms of getting people into the community and knowing and having the awareness of where you are, how's that worked out?
We've worked very hard to get a presence in the community. So we have done, we've done lots of events like Tunbridge Pride, the Dragon Boat Race, Tunbridge Community Fete, Christmas Fairs, as many kind of events that we can get the name out there as much as possible. We've done talks with the Women's Institute, with Probus, with Tunbridge Lions. We've just tried to get ourselves out there. We've probably been really annoying because we've just been everywhere.
I'm sure you have not been annoying at all. I mean, making the awareness out there is amazing, and you've done such a good job. Heidi, coming back to you, so last Saturday there was a fundraising event, there was a quiz night. I know you've done, I think, have you done two of those?
That's our second quiz night, and we've done a comedy night as well as a sort of a big fundraiser.
Right, okay. So how did it go last Saturday?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Tell us about the balloons.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had, because it was our first anniversary, we wanted to do something special. It was the second time of doing the quiz night, but we wanted to go out with a bang at the end of our evening. So Tracy and I were talking about it, and we came up with an idea to have 50 balloons. We had about 90 people at the quiz. We sold our balloons for £10 each. It was first come, first served.
£10 per balloon?
Per balloon.
Goodness.
And they were air-filled balloons. We supplied a cocktail stick. Every balloon was filled with white
confetti. So they weren't helium?
No, just air-filled.
Okay.
Filled with white confetti apart from one.
Right.
Which had blue and gold confetti.
Okay.
And basically they then had to hold them over their heads, puncture with the cocktail stick.
Yeah.
It was a mass of colour and confetti everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And then one balloon, which happened to be a young lad who hadn't got the prize that we'd got.
Mm.
And he won it. And our prize was an Apple iPad that was donated to us, a refurbished by Apple, but all boxed and sealed, all warranties. So it was a real wow.
Bless.
But, Chris, it took us 8 minutes to sell those 50 balloons.
Is that all?
That's all it took us. So we had £500 that immediately went to the charity.
Amazing.
And I just had a bit of a request, actually. I wondered whether your listeners... Mm-hmm. It took us 8 minutes on Friday, on Saturday, to make £500.
Yep.
We've got about 10 minutes on this interview. Mm-hmm. I wonder whether your listeners would be kind enough to see if they could beat that. Could they go to our website, which is www.babons.org.uk, press donate, it's at the top of our website, and just give us a donation. However little, however much you could give us, can we raise more than £500 while we're on air right
Perfect.
Now?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heidi,
come
Tracy,
on.
Let's do it. So the website again is...
www.
I don't know why we always say that. www. So, yeah, the
Babons, babons.org.uk.
Okay. So when they go onto the website...
Yep.
And then, so when they click on the website...
Yep. At the top of the website is a donate button.
Yep.
And on that donate button, you click it and you get the choice of either donating straight to our bank accounts, you've got the details, that means we don't lose any commission, or you can go through Just Giving, which is that on that button as well. So it's
Perfect.
Their choice. But it'd just be so amazing if our community could get behind us
Absolutely.
And just donate
and that's
some money.
What West Kent Radio is all about. So it's to do with the community and raising awareness. And I know you're based in Tunbridge,
yeah.
So for those that don't know where you are, what's the address in Tunbridge High Street?
So we are 147 High Street, Tunbridge, so we're down the Castle End. If you know where the Medway School of Dance is, we are the bottom floor of that. So mm-hmm. we're right there down in front of Tunbridge Parish Church, the Castle End of Tunbridge.
Okay, perfect. And if people, I mean, you're open, so what time of in the morning do you open?
So we're Monday to Friday, 9 till 5.
Okay.
You don't need an appointment to be there. You can just rock up and someone will put the
kettle on. Just drop in. Yeah, yeah, perfect. And that goes for people that are suffering with cancer, but also other family members that are trying to support other people that are going through cancer as well.
Absolutely. We recognise that there's a ripple effect when someone's diagnosed with cancer, and actually not just the person with cancer is living with it, but their loved ones around them are too, just from a different angle. So we're there to support anybody impacted by cancer, whether you're the patient, the carer, the husband, the wife, the friend, the next door neighbour. If you're impacted by it, we are there to support you.
Okay.
And there's no time limit on that either. We have people coming in say, I had cancer 9 years ago. I'm in remission, but it's kind of now hitting them.
Yeah.
And they come in and go, can I have support? We're like,
absolutely. I think that's the other thing in terms of mental health. I mean, going through what everybody does in terms of whether they're ill, whether it be cancer or something else. But obviously cancer is your bag in terms of what you do, in terms of your support. And even though you're in remission or cured, you still want some outlet, maybe to talk to somebody, because you're worried about it might come back, or
exactly.
Just a bit of support.
I think once cancer's entered your world, it stays there, even if you've had that all clear, because you're aware that it's there and it can come back. And I've often described it like people living with a time bomb in their pocket. They don't know if it will go off. It might not, but it might. And then if it does, you don't know when.
No.
And so living with that awareness all the time is really, really mentally difficult.
Of course it is. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. And we'll see you again.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having us.